Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Today on Think About It, we have a special guest and someone who's left an indelible mark at Houston Baptist University. And we welcome Kyle Grueler. Welcome today, Kyle.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
You've got such an impressive resume, and you've got a phenomenal future. You've just signed to play baseball with the Houston Astros.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Tell me about that.
Well, it was a roller coaster because of all the coronavirus hitting. So when season ended, I didn't know what was going to happen. It ended early. And then I got a call one day in the middle of it, like May, I think. And they were talking to me, just asked me if I would sign as an undrafted free agent. And I said, yeah. And he said, okay, well, I'll call you again in a couple weeks. And then he ended up texting me the night before the draft, sent me some player development portfolio, and it showed what they do to develop guys like Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole. And then they called me on Monday following the draft and asked if I wanted to be an Astro, and I said, yeah.
You've got to be excited about that.
Yeah, it was I don't have words for it. It was awesome feeling just to be able to call my parents and tell them I was an Astro.
Houston Baptist University alumni, you have a 3.96 GPA at HBU. I mean, that gave you all kinds of distinction in the Southland Conference. Tell us about the accolades just from your GPA. I mean, that was amazing.
I just worked hard in my studies. My mom's always pushed me to make A's. I've tried my hardest. JUCO, I struggled the first year there, but not too bad. And then when I got to HBU, I turned it up a notch, and I enjoyed the classes, so I worked hard at them, and it helped me do well in the classes.
Being a part of the Houston Baseball Club, I mean, you were in the Southland Conference, and that's no slouch conference to be in, is it?
No, sir.
Tell us what it's like to be a pitcher with the Houston Baptist University team in the Southland Conference.
So I learned very quickly that you have to be able to throw strikes. And as a starter, you have to have a changeup in the Southland Conference, because what the Southland Conference does is most teams, they're playing juniors and seniors that came from junior college. So they're prepared, they're ready, they know what they want to do at the plate. So I have to be able to attack and get swings and misses on balls, or it would go very far.
And you played for 2 years at Wharton Junior College, and then you came, I assume, to HBU in your junior year. Tell us how that happened. How were you attracted to HBU?
Freshman year of junior college, I struggled adjusting. I threw like 16 innings. I was wild. And then I went into train, and sophomore year I did well, and I started getting some looks from A&M Kingsville, a D2, and then A&M Corpus, who's also in the Southland, was contacting me. But HBU, they came out, watched me like three times, and I was attracted because of the pitching coach, Xavier Hernandez. He played in the big leagues for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
And all the coaches I've ever talked to have had good things to say about him as a coach. And it was in Houston, and so it was a no-brainer. It's close to home, and I just went with that.
Kyle, tell us where you're from.
I'm from Cypress, Texas.
So you are from Cypress. And then Jared Moon, the coach of our HBU baseball club, a fantastic coach. Tell us what HBU meant to you in the junior and senior year, both spiritually and then what it meant being a part of a very formidable baseball team that's in the Southland Conference at HBU.
Well, spiritually, you have to get credit hours here at HBU. So I would go on Wednesdays to fill that up. And at first it was just kind of, because I'm a confirmed Catholic.
Sure.
At first it was kind of just, because I don't go to, I'm like a holiday churchgoer.
Right.
So, but it opened my eyes. And at first I was just kind of going for the hours. And then eventually it was, I went because, you know, I enjoyed it. And I feel like I got closer to God. And I've been doing a lot of Bible studies with the strength and conditioning coach, Charlie Ray, here. Over this coronavirus, we'll do it on the phone and all that stuff. And so that's helping me build a strong relationship with God.
So let's talk about the baseball season in your junior and senior year. I mean, obviously you took off and things started progressing. I mean, what were some of the catalysts to your development as a baseball pitcher at HBU that allowed you to segue now to be on the Houston Astros?
So junior year, that my first start, it was a little rough. Xavier pulled me aside like that week and said, I need you to step it up. And after that, I stepped it up. I had a great game against Cincinnati. And then from there on, I can do this. And I just tried to dominate every game. So X pushing me and me just knowing that I wanted to pitch the best I could to help our team win. Those were the catalysts.
That's really cool. You know, at HBU, the cool thing is that there's outstanding academics. You know, it's a challenging academic environment. You can't fake your way through HBU, can you?
No, sir. You can't.
Who helped to mentor you from an academic standpoint while you were a pitcher?
I've always been kind of, you know, I just – one of my roommates, he was also in his studies. He played baseball here, or plays baseball here, Brent Pronger. You know, he was always studying at 4.0, so he pushed me. And just knowing that I had to do well in school to keep my academic scholarship and to be eligible for the season, those pushed me as well. And the coaches were saying, you know, school comes first. If you do good in school, you'll do good on the field.
You know, it's so true. And, you know, HBU is known across its different academic or across the different sports teams of having some of the highest GPA averages of players of any universities. Great distinction. Mm-hmm. I want to just ask you that. So let's go back senior year. I mean, did you ever dream that you would get an opportunity to be asked to be a Houston Astro?
Not a Houston Astro. So the Brewers were kind of watching me in the fall, and they watched me a little bit my junior year as well. They sent me a text message asking for all my information. And so I had never heard from an Astro scout until that phone call this May. He called me out of nowhere, and he said he was super – he was liking my arm. He'd watched me once, and then he had to go to video because they couldn't come out and watch due to the coronavirus. And the season was over, so there were no games to. But, yeah, no, I didn't have any contact until that phone call with the Astros.
And remind us when that was, because it wasn't too long ago, was it?
The call?
Yeah.
Yeah, the call was end of May, maybe early June. I think somewhere definitely before the draft.
Right.
I don't know the exact date, but, yeah. It wasn't too far away from the draft when he first called me.
So, you know, names like Justin Verlander and others, I mean, these are unique names that we all know about. And you mentioned earlier in our conversation about how they developed pitchers like that. So I know it's not been a long time, but what are some of the cliff notes of what you've learned or what they've shared with you to help develop you now from a Division I Houston Baptist University Southland Conference to enter the major league?
Well, we've actually been doing a lot of Zoom meetings every week. Most of what I get from it is that it's a lot of their data-driven team. So spin rate, all that stuff is heavy. They use Rapsodo, which shows the data of a pitch. They use TrackMan, which shows the data of a pitch. They use all that stuff to kind of tweak our pitches. And so we're just learning about the technology right now.
And so favorite pitches of yours? I mean, what's your specialty?
My favorite's my fastball.
Fastball.
Yeah. I can just throw it hard and get swings and misses on it.
And so how fast do you throw a fastball?
This fall I was up to 94, and this spring I was up to 93.
Wow, cool. So when you say Rhapsody, for those not familiar, I mean, obviously this is software that measures pitches. I mean, give us an idea of what goes into that, because there is a bit of a science into phenomenal baseball, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. So the Rapsodo, it shows how much a ball move. It shows how the ball spins. So you can really, without even looking at a camera, tell what you need to tweak with your pitch just from the Rapsodo. Obviously, the camera helps, but the Rapsodo will show movement, how the ball, like I said, movement, how the ball spins, and how it'll show velocity as well.
That's really cool. You know, reflecting back, you know, junior, senior year in college, university, it's a defining time in a young person's life. You can make a lot of great decisions and a lot of crummy decisions. Mm-hmm. And you've obviously made some really great decisions. Who were some of the inspiring people at Houston Baptist University that really had an impact on you?
Just some of the teammates around me. They always, you know, they always wanted to work hard and stay out of trouble. But the real person who I learned to stay out of trouble from was my mom and my dad. My dad, because my dad's always been a hard worker. He's been a grinder. He's built up his surveying business over the last 15 years, and my mom was going to college while taking us to practice every day and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Nothing like having parents that you admire and respect, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we've all gone through this corona deal, and I think we're all kind of burned out with cabin fever and can't wait for it to be over. What does the first season look like at the Houston Astros Club for Kyle Gruhler?
Well, right now it's all up in the air. You know, there might be instructional league where I go down to Florida with all the new guys and we'll inter squad and scrimmage ourselves and just try and get as much work as we can in with what's going on. But other than that, I don't know.
So just day to day, like everything else, eh?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, hopefully a vaccine will be found soon. And then the world, you know, we trust will change dramatically quickly.
Yep. Goes back to normal, hopefully.
Yeah. But, so what kind of excitement is it? I mean, being with the Astros, I mean, I'm a big Astros fan and my wife is a fan of another club, but you know, I'm always pitching the Astros. She taught a Sunday school class where she, had as her one of her classmates, Dayton Moore, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals. So, but you know, I mean, it's got to, you're how old?
22.
22. I mean, it's got to be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it's one feeling to be know that I'm a professional baseball player, but to know that I'm playing for the hometown team, that's something special.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's when I got that call, I was just, my heart was racing, and he was explaining the details, and then at the end he said, "Do you want to be an Astro?" And I said, "Let's do it."
And tell me about the joy your parents must have had when you told them.
Yeah, my mom, the first call I called her, and then she cried, so I had to talk to her later in the day. But my dad was super pumped for me. He's always felt it was going to happen, which will help drive me to keep going and be confident in myself that this will happen. And so he was super pumped when it actually did happen.
Well, Kyle, we congratulate you. We're so thrilled that you're a part of the alumni at Houston Baptist University. You're a winner and you a great model for other young men and young women to aspire to greatness and to stick in there. I mean, when you were doing those long hours of academic studies, when you could have gone out and blown it off, I mean, how important was that GPA average in the whole scheme of things?
I think the school kept me, like you said, tied in, not going out. It kept me studying. You know, it was school and baseball. They go hand in hand. School and baseball keep me out of trouble. I've just had a desire to work hard at both. So I wanted a high GPA and I wanted to be the best guy on the mound for Houston Baptist in the conference.
It's fantastic. Let me ask you this. I mean, in the development now in the major leagues of standing on that mound, what kind of time frame does it take to move into your own? I mean, I've read about different stories of different people, but I'd be interested in your take of, you know, how do you move into the prime? How long do you think it'll take you?
I think it depends on how well I develop and gain knowledge and tweak my pitches. It also comes into play how well you're doing in the minors. You know, they look at strikeouts and walks, those are the big numbers. So if you have a lot of strikeouts and not many walks, you're going to move up pretty quickly. I would say possibly 1 to 3 years, maybe more. You know, I've seen guys that are still in the minors that have been in there for 7, and guys that have been in there for 3 or 4 in double A. It just depends on how it's in my hands pretty much. Yeah. How well I develop.
Well, we're going to root you on, man, to major success. We want to just again say we're very, very proud of you. I know Dr. Sloan and all the leadership team at HBU just has the highest admiration for you. And everybody's in your corner cheering you on. And go be a proud Husky now that you're an Astro. And we'll be looking for great things in the days ahead, okay?
Thank you. That means a lot.
Thank you very much for your time, and we're very excited about, here's a Houston Baptist University student that paid the price academically, athletically, and a mom and dad who gave him incredible values, who has now been signed with the Houston Astros. What an accomplishment, and it makes us proud at HBU.
Thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, man.
You too.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.